Halton Arena on UNC Charlotte's campus was packed last night as thousands of students and others attended a vigil for the two students killed and four who were injured during a campus shooting on Tuesday. 22-year-old former UNC Charlotte student Tristan Terrell has been charged in the shootings. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has this report.
About 8,000 people poured through the doors at Halton Arena to pay their respects to the UNC Charlotte students who were killed and injured.
Tissues.
Dweller Parker met people at the door with boxes of tissue for those who needed it. He says he didn't know the students, but felt compelled to come out and help.
It's surreal. It's like, wow, this is, you see it on TV, you see it here, and now it's like, it's hard to even imagine that this could happen. It's like, I don't even know what to do. Right now, I'm just helping out to get my mind off things so I don't have to just sit and think about it. Here you go.
Just behind Dweller, Brian O'Nellis and other members of the Hispanic College Awareness Program were giving out snacks and coffee.
At the moment, you know, we're recovering, but we're just trying to remember them. Can't forget those who were lost. They're still part of our community.
Inside the arena, musicians played music fitting the somber mood of many students grieving their wounded classmates and 21-year-old Riley Howell and 19-year-old Ellis Reed Parlier killed when the shooter fired numerous rounds in their classroom. In an emotional speech during the vigil, UNC Charlotte's Chancellor Philip Dubois called the incident senseless.
The loss of Riley and Reed cuts to our core as a university community. We're heartsick as parents ourselves. Lisa and I grieve for this senseless loss of young life and share in the anguish of their parents, their families, and you, their friends.
Students organized the vigil, and although the mayor, governor, and other elected officials attended, with the exception of the chancellor, only students spoke. Student body president Chandler Crean and Christine Slate, a senior and main coordinator of the vigil, were emotional at times when speaking about the tragedy. Both echoed Dubois in his confidence that students known as 49ers would support each other and be okay.
This does not stop here. We have to stay strong. Together, uplift each other, love one another, and unite as one Niner Nation.
I have strength in knowing that as a community, we will persevere and we will get through this event. We all cope and process with what happened yesterday differently. However, as a collective, we are Niner Nation and we are Charlotte Strong.
During the program, the university's women's choir sang Rain Come Down by Sean Kirchner. Emily Balson tells why they selected it.
The song was written 20 years ago, right after the Columbine shooting. He wrote it about the next day after the Columbine shooting. It was raining, and he wrote the words, rain come down. Heaven's tears are, you know, coming down. So it just really hit home.
Gabriel Bryant sang the solo parts.
Singing those words, I'm still kind of shaky from it in a time where we really need healing and support, but I find peace in the gathering that we had today to know that our community can come together in times like this.
Outside, a candlelight vigil was held where many describe the program as touching and say they still feel safe on campus. But Zach Ader, a junior and graduate student on Derry Mushipi, say they don't take that safety for granted.
I read a lot of things from other people too saying, you never think it would happen to your own campus. And I definitely believe that. But the gravity of the situation is, you know, it can happen to anyone at any point. You know, it's a terrible thing.
A lot of open buildings. So whether it's like a mall, whether it's like a church or a mosque, these are places that are accessible. It's not that difficult for someone to just walk with, you know, with a gun and shoot. That's what's sad about it, that it's very easy for it to happen. Next week it could be another campus.
As she made her way through the thousands of lit candles, Gabby Zambrano, a friend of injured student Emily Haupt, had good news.
She got shot in her back, but she was able to text me back and told me that she was fine and that she's home now.
UNC Charlotte Chancellor Dubois had this rallying call for the campus.
UNC Charlotte cannot be and will not be defined by this tragedy. We must be defined by how we respond to it.
For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.